This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, April 24th, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. Welfare programs in the United States spend more than $40,000 for every poor man, woman, and child in America, yet poverty persists. Cato Institute Senior Fellow Michael Tanner is author of the new report, The American Welfare State, How We Spend Nearly $1 Trillion a Year Fighting Poverty and Fail. We spoke last week.
Well, most people, when they hear welfare, think of the cash payment program known as Temporary Assistance to Needy Families, used to be Aid for Dependent Children. But that's just a small portion of welfare. The reality is the federal government currently operates 126 different anti-poverty programs. And state and local governments operate additional anti-poverty programs on top of that. In fact, federal and state governments combined spend just under $1 trillion every year on anti-poverty efforts.
And how many Americans are we talking about?
Well, if you want to define the poverty level per se, that's about 25, 26 million Americans who live at the poverty level or below.
But the people who are receiving benefits from these programs is in excess of 100 million.
Well, that's right, because most of these programs are actually fairly badly targeted. They reach people who are above the poverty level, and they also don't reach people who are actually poor. The reality is that about 52% of all income in this country now comes from the government, either in the forms of transfer payments or salaries from the government.
Economists, when they talk about welfare, are often heard to say, well, look, let's just cut these people a check. If this is the way we're going to do this, let's just cut people a check. And you point out that for every poor man, woman, and child in America today, we spend nearly $15,000.
Well, that's right. If you're looking at a poor family of three, which would be typical, a mother and two children, we're about $44,000 per year that we're paying that family, more than enough to lift them out of poverty. And yet, clearly, we're not doing so. So this is not a very efficient mechanism that we're using to deliver anti-poverty assistance.
What is the fix? I mean, how do we begin the process of climbing out of this problem? You mentioned that there are hundreds of different programs.
Well, I think the biggest problem we have is that the focus of our anti-poverty efforts are wrong. We spend a lot of money and a lot of time and effort trying to find out ways to make poverty more comfortable, how to make it easier for people who are living in poverty to be poor. Well, what we really should be focused on is prosperity. How do we create the conditions that lift people out of poverty? You know, you shouldn't judge success of anti-poverty efforts by what you do for poor people. You should judge it on the basis of how few poor people you actually have. We actually have a pretty good idea of how you avoid poverty. If you really want to break it down, it's number one, finish school. If you drop out of high school, you are far more likely to be poor than if you graduate college. So clearly, we need to focus on education policy and improving schools in this country, and that means more parental choice, more competition in education. Second, we know that if you don't want to be poor and you're a woman, don't get pregnant without being married. If that's not a moral judgment or a values judgment, that's an economic judgment. And most of our incentives in this regard are sort of wrong. We actually pay you more money if you get married or if you have a child out of wedlock. We penalize people who are on welfare who get married, that sort of thing. Third, get a job, any job, and stick with it. Even a minimum wage job, someone is much more likely to be out of poverty within a couple of years than someone who is on welfare. And yet we have taxes and regulations that kill jobs, especially in inner cities and areas like that. We really need to have more of a prosperity agenda.
What about the federal, state, local divide? The federal government has spent the bulk and I guess an increasing share, really, of the of welfare spending in the United States. What of just pushing a lot of that down to state and local levels?
Well, we spent, if you want to go back, since Lyndon Johnson created his war on poverty, we spent about $15 trillion, and the poverty level is just barely less than what it was when we started. Clearly, what we're doing at the federal level is not working. Maybe a little more experimentation, allowing the states, the 50 laboratories of democracy, to try different approaches might actually work. And in fact, the only real decline of poverty that we saw was during that period under Reagan when there was a particular amount of experimentation at the state level or under Clinton.
Michael Tanner is author of the new Cato paper, The American Welfare State, How We Spend Nearly $1 Trillion a Year Fighting Poverty and Fail. You can get your copy at our website, cato.org.